Penguin Random House Audio presents The Duchess by Amanda Foreman, read for you by Wanda McCadden.
Introduction. Biographers are notorious for falling in love with their subjects. It is the literary equivalent of the Stockholm Syndrome, the phenomenon which leads hostages to feel sympathetic towards their captors. The biographer is, in a sense, a willing hostage held captive for so long that he becomes hopelessly enthralled. There are obvious intellectual motives which drive a writer to spend years and sometimes decades researching the life of a person long vanished, but they often mask a less clear, although equally powerful, compulsion. Most biographers identify with their subjects. It can be unconscious and no more substantial than a shadow flitting across the page. At other times, identification plays so central a role that the work becomes part autobiography, as famously in Richard Holmes's Footsteps, Adventures of a Romantic Biographer, 1995. In either case, once he commits himself to the task, the writer embarks on a journey that has no obvious route for a destination that is only partly known. He immerses himself in his subject's life. The recorded impressions of contemporaries are read and reread. Letters, diaries, hastily scribbled notes, even discarded fragments are scrutinized for clues, and yet the truth remains maddeningly elusive. The subject's own self-deception, mistaken recollections, and the hidden motives of witnesses conspire to make a complete picture impossible to assemble. Finally, it is intuition and a sympathy with the past which supply the last missing pieces. It is no wonder that biographers often confess to dreaming about their subjects. I remember the first time Georgiana appeared to me.